So this is Siobhan, and she's cooking while she tells us this. But when I asked her what the main difference is between Americans and Irish people were, she said, "Oh, that'll take more than 30 seconds." So Siobhan, what do you think?
I suppose the main difference, I would say, is that you don't drink like we do. It's true. I only know two, a few Americans, but any American that I've ever went to college with or worked with have a better relationship, I suppose, with drink.
Okay.
I think. Yeah. Like a healthier. And I can't think of any other.
Have you noticed anything like with the tourists coming into Mannings? Have you noticed anything? Any other differences?
Don't get me started. They can vary a lot. As in, they can be really, really nice.
Yeah.
Or really, really demanding.
Okay.
But that's a generalization, like I would say.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I suppose they're really interested in food.
Yeah.
The ones that come in here, anyway.
Yeah.
As in, like, they want to know the background of all the cheeses and they're willing to try like ones they wouldn't have tried before.
Okay.
Whereas like, I think, not generalizing the Irish now, but like they'd come in and because they had gubbi in the last 16 times they came in, they'll have to have that again, and if it's not there, like
they'll be sad. Yeah, okay.
And that's it.
Okay, cool.
So working in the food service industry in Mick and Jimmy's restaurant, I have noticed a few differences between Irish culture and American culture. I guess the most prevalent would be one of our items on the menu contains rocket. And Americans often say, "Rocket? What's rocket?" And I have to go, "Arugula," you know? And it's kind of, it's funny.
This is Michael from Mayo, and he's going to tell us how he sees Americans and how Americans differ from the Irish.
The Americans are very industrious. They're hardworking, and it seems to be all go with them and that. And I suppose they're positive people type of thing. Now I suppose the Irish are a bit more laid back, but they're different now. I don't know how to put it in words.
Okay, more laid back. Like.
Laid back, yeah. They'd be probably a sociable breed of people. They're more, they'd be into the crack and that, and they're curious about, they've an interest in people. Though.
Yeah.
So I suppose that's my take on it.
Okay, cool, thank you.
Polite and friendly, open, and generally nice people.
Americans
are nice people, yeah.
And how do you see Irish people, like in a general way?
Irish people are more probably easygoing. Americans like things just so. Irish people tend not to complain about stuff to the owner, but maybe afterwards to everybody they meet. Whereas the Americans will, you know, complain and deal with the problem with the person who should get a chance to change things for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Americans are more assertive than Irish, definitely.
Yeah.
And Americans tend to be more self-confident. Irish people tend to be a bit more modest, you know, at times. They wouldn't let you know if they're a great singer.
Yeah.
They have to have 15 pints the next thing they do. Yeah. So there you go.
Thank you. So this is Sarah, and Sarah's going to speak about how she sees Americans.
Okay. I see them as really progressive and really positive people, very assertive and very clear about what they want out of life. And I think we've got a lot to learn from Americans, and at the same time I think Americans could learn a lot from Ireland too and Europe. So it's all about coming over here and visiting and seeing and visiting America and sharing ideas, and everybody benefits.
So
kind of idea.
What do you think Americans have to learn from the Irish?
Probably history. My sense is that Americans maybe feel like they have a short history, and Ireland has like a huge heritage, and anybody who has any kind of ancestry with Ireland would learn a lot, and it really helps to help you know more about yourself and learn from history as well, learn from mistakes people made, and how to improve life for everybody.
Thank you.